Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Getting ready to go out to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Helping break down the start of training camp, Browns rookie mini camp, and the season that lies ahead. He's from Cleveland.com, and he joins us regularly. It's Coach Riz, Lance Reisland, joining us now. Lance, what's going on?
Dick, how are you, my friend?
We are doing good, where I nervously do an entire show that regards to the Browns as I nervously stare up at a Cavs game.
Absolutely, yeah. You got to, you know, hopefully the Cavs will play better. The game was already over the other night, so hopefully they can play well throughout tonight.
Yeah, we're definitely on better pace to start tonight than we were last night, but that's or on Sunday night. But that's not a very big feat. You can army crawl over that bar.
Absolutely, man. That was brutal.
Lance, as we go through and we look at rookie minicamp, was obviously, I know you and I had talked about it previously. Like, there's not a ton that you learn from these guys as a fan perspective or a media perspective going out. But as you saw Shedeur Sanders and you saw Dylan Gabriel on the field, how would you say that the two quarterbacks looked?
Well, you know, it's interesting. The narrative that one quarterback was a lot better than the other, I don't necessarily agree with because of the fact of, like you said, what it was. It was a rookie minicamp. I would actually be more concerned if they didn't throw the ball well. They both did a really nice job of operation. They both threw the ball well. Considering there's no pass rush, there's no pads, like I said, I would be more concerned if they didn't. You know, Sanders throws the ball. He threw some very nice deep balls. He's got to work on his footwork. That'll all come. You know, obviously, I think his footwork was affected by his time at Colorado and their lack of pass protection. And then, you know, Dylan Gabriel really impressed me with his arm strength. Obviously, his size will be a concern. I look forward to seeing that, obviously, with a big pass rush and things like that. But I thought they were, you know, I thought both quarterbacks, it's almost even hard to judge who was better, who was worse. Just because for what it was, they both threw the ball very well. They both had some terrible throws. They both had some terrible reads, but they did a great job with their footwork. And, you know, they're both very coachable and both very well-spoken young men. So, there's no depth chart for me or who's better or anything until they get those pads on and they start seeing live bullets. And then they'll separate themselves pretty quickly when that happens.
So, Lance, as you look at it and, you know, you broke down some of what you saw, was there anything that you could have said that you watched from rookie minicamp that was an evaluation that could be made that couldn't have been made from watching the tape or the pro day? And I don't know if Dylan Gabriel competed at the combine or not. I can't remember off the top of my head. But if he did, I mean, same thing as a pro day.
Well, you know, here's the thing about both of them. First of all, Sanders has he has a tendency to make really good throws. His footwork is not always perfect, but those are things that are very coachable. But you can tell his charisma and his leadership and his ability to process, everything that I saw with anticipation and accuracy is there with him. Dylan Gabriel actually has I always thought he had a strong arm. He's got a borderline elite strong arm. He can really deliver the football. He's got a very compact motion. You can see why Stefanski would like him and they would take him in the third round because of the fact he can throw from different launch points. His throwing motion is very compact. He's very quick with his decisions. He gets rid of the ball. He protects the football. So both guys kind of showed me exactly, especially in this type of setting where they're just throwing on air and there's no pads and there's no hitting and things like that. They both did a really nice job in terms of tempo and pace and making sure they're getting their teammates in and out of the huddle. They did a really nice job. Nothing surprised me with either of them. I'll tell you what, they're both very well spoken, getting to see them in person for the first time. And they both enjoy really playing and practicing, and it showed out there because they were constantly upbeat and doing the right things.
Yeah, that was my main takeaway. Lance was going through and actually getting to, you know, hear them talk, how they responded to some questions in the media that maybe, you know, challenged them a little bit, because typically starting off, you obviously get the, very, I don't want to call them softball questions because that carries a negative connotation, but you're a kid, you just got drafted, right? You want to ask the kid the happy questions when he gets drafted, and rightfully so. But this is the first time where a lot more of those negative questions start to come out in the competitions. We saw Dylan Gabriel sort of made the comments regarding questions about Shador, that those type of questions are going to divide this room more than they're going to unify this room. Is that something that's of any concern to you? Because we know those questions are going to continue to come, because that's what the people want to know about, that this room could be divided, especially between the two rookies.
I didn't see that. Now, obviously, as it gets going more in camp, we'll know and we'll find out and we'll talk about then. But what I saw was both guys, there's so much going on. I think the playbook is so demanding for them that they're both in kind of their own world learning the system, right? So I did not see that. What you see is Gabriel's very very business-like, right? He's always very structured in his fundamentals, where Sanders is a little bit more outgoing, a little bit more talkative, even though Gabriel's talkative as well. But I didn't see that between them because of the fact they're kind of competing with themselves at this point, right? And then you're going to get two veterans to come in who are going to take more reps than them. And that's going to be interesting to see how they split those reps up. I would say it's going to be interesting to see who the fourth guy is, because they're going to probably keep three. But for me, I didn't see that. I don't see that out of Gabriel. I don't see it out of either of them, but Gabriel's all business, right? He's not interested in anything else. And Sanders just he's contagious. He's infectious, and he's a really positive kid. So it'll be interesting, but no, I didn't see any of that with either of them. They were just, especially this rookie minicamp, they were both just, I think, kind of swimming in the playbook at this point.
Lance Rice of Cleveland.com with us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. How difficult for the Browns, and is it possible for them to basically keep the outside noise regarding Shador on the outside and stop it from infiltrating a locker room, just with the narratives that are going to be there? And if you start the season with Shador on the bench the way that many people expect them to, obviously there's going to be things said and people clamoring for Shador, not just in the city, but nationally as well.
I think they're both both not ready to play right now, in my personal opinion, just being down there practice every day for a number of years. I just don't think I think they both can be NFL quarterbacks. It's going to take them some time, and I'm not sure they're going to get the reps, because as much as everybody says we're going to play rookies, these coaches in this front office, they need to win this year. So I think that's Flacco and Pickett early on. Now, do they get the reps depending on how things go? I'm not sure. The outside noise, you knew that when you drafted. You drafted a celebrity, and it's just interesting because you got a third round pick and a fifth round pick, and just hearing some of the media people who have done it for a long, long time. There's never been a fifth round pick who generates as much buzz as Sanders did, and rightfully so. He's got a ton of skill. He's got a ton of aura around him. Teammates really seem to like him, so you can see why that happens. But yeah, when you bring him in, and especially if things don't go well, now you're going to test your mettle in terms of decisions you make, because there's a chance that he could be the fourth quarterback. That could really be a thing here. And so we'll see what, the amount of things that people have said to me, even when Deshaun Watson came, is double that of what I got from Watson. So it's going to be very, very interesting. But when you draft a guy like that, he comes with that, all that outside noise, but as a football player, he seems like he works real hard and he's a great kid. So we'll see how that balances.
Lance, Mary Kay Cabot over at Cleveland.com with you was on earlier today with Baskin and Phelps on our midday show. And she had basically displayed the fact that she said going into training camp, the way that they may split up reps is having Joe Flacco just take a little bit less, right? He already knows the system, knows the scheme. While they're going to try to let some of the younger and newer guys who haven't been here before try to establish the relationships. If the Browns go down that route, do you think that's a fair way to split the reps, sort of not taking Joe obviously completely out of it, but maybe limiting his, especially early on?
Well, I think for me, what they have to do is that they have to take more onus on the things that they do throughout practice besides the 11 on 11. So you're talking tracks with the running backs, routes with receivers, routes with tight ends, blitz pickup, red zone, coming out. Like, they have to evaluate everything these guys are doing. How are they in meetings? How, all that kind of stuff. It really comes in when you're in a true competition, everything counts. Now, I think Joe Flacco, for me, gives them the best opportunity to win right now. And the reason...
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Why is because everybody else can play fast. And, you know, I think I said this to you last time we talked, is that when you're installing a play, you have to put it in on the playbook, put it in on the board. Then you got to walk through it. And then you got to walk through it against the defense. And then finally you get to the point where you get full speed. Well, with Flacco, they can do a lot of those things full speed because he has just more knowledge of the system. Doesn't mean he's necessarily better. And maybe one of these guys can catch him. But I think Flacco gives them, just because of knowledge and experience in the system, gives him the best chance. But he's an older guy, you know, and he needs the reps too. And I don't care who you are or how long you've played, you need live reps against live bullets as much as possible to get yourself ready. Because in the game of football, no matter how hard you practice, those game reps are just faster. And you need those game reps to, you know, to be successful. So whoever they decide with, they got to make sure that that guy is getting the majority of the reps, especially as they get closer to the season.
As we go through, you mentioned that you think Joe Flacco gives you the best chance to win right now. And I obviously fully agree with you with where they're at. If you look at the long term of this season and you were to look at the ceiling of the quarterbacks and where on the high end you think they'd be able to end up, is there a quarterback that you think gives you a highest ceiling?
Well, you know, I think, you know, both rookies are outstanding. For me, I've been high on Dylan Gabriel just because of his composure and his ability, maybe not to get to a 10, but to get to an 8. But I think he can stay at an 8, where maybe Sanders can get to a 10, but maybe be a little bit lower in that, because he is a guy who plays with emotion. He is a guy who kind of a gunslinger mentality, where Dylan Gabriel is not. Even if you saw the best throws from Dylan Gabriel in rookie camp, they're all in that 10 to 15 yard range. However, for the Browns, I think with the defense they can have, the run game that they're going to try to get going again, they need a quarterback they can win with. Now, if you talk about Shador Sanders and some of his skill set, maybe down the road he's a quarterback you can win because of. But right now, Dylan Gabriel is a quarterback, in my opinion, that you can win with, because he's not a guy who can carry the offense, but he's a guy who I don't think would make the big mistake. He's a guy who will get rid of the football on third and long. He's a guy who will protect the football, make sure every drive ends in a punt or some type of kick, extra point, field goal, et cetera. So, the ceiling might be a little bit higher for Sanders just because of his skill set, but Dylan Gabriel's skill set is a lot better and a lot higher than people think. He has an elite arm. He moves his feet very well in the pocket. His big thing will be is his height, and that's a fair, you know, kind of judgment on him, because he's going to have to be an outlier and prove that doesn't affect him. But I'm really high on Gabriel, and I think he can. Even with the other quarterback being in, I think he's a quarterback that could be really good in this Browns offense.
Lance Rising, Cleveland.com, with us on the hotline. Lance, getting a little bit away from the quarterbacks, as you go through and you look at rookie minicamp, was there anybody that stood out to you as sort of a maybe early candidate for somebody to watch during the preseason, a preseason hero that made this roster?
Well, you know, Luke Floria, kid out of Mentor, he's really talented. And I tell you what, he gives you a lot of, like the Julian Edelman, same school, Kent State grad. He's really good in the slot. He does a lot of things really, really well. He got open. He's, he got to open all camp, and he was good with both quarterbacks. He's very quarterback friendly. So he was a guy that I was, I remember him in high school, but he's a guy that did a lot of really good things, especially for what the Browns need in that slot, those option routes. He did some really good things down in the red zone. He's undersized. He definitely reminds you of like a Wes Welker, Edelman, those small slot receivers who could just get open. He's quicker than he is fast. Very impressed with him. I was not shocked at all. And then one of their draftees, everybody was really good, but Schlesinger, I was super impressed with his build. His lower half is so big and thick. I thought he was a skinnier guy. He's a big guy that can run, so I think the Browns fans are going to be very happy with him, when they get to the season, because he's a big, thick kid.
Luke Florio, an interesting one. I graduated high school with him, so definitely somebody that I have an eye on.
he was outstanding. I tell you what, he does – he's very well coached in high school, obviously out of Menor. He stayed at Kent. I'm sure other teams tried to get him. He was really, really good separating from very fast guys, very good in the slot. Did the kind of things that you see those slot receivers do underneath against linebackers, et cetera. Very, very impressed with him. I think he has a legit shot to make this football team.
I like to hear it, Lance. We got the doing. This is a terrible transition, but much more depressing note. We got the bad news earlier on this week that Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah, JOK, going to not participate in the 2025 season. He was put on the physically unable to perform list. Did that come as any surprise to you, the way that the Browns operated this offseason?
I didn't have any idea, and none of the people that I work with who have much more intel than I would have, they really didn't have any idea either. And then when they went like a non-Luther Burden with that 33rd pick, and they went with Schlesinger, that told me that maybe something was up. That's kind of the thought process, talking with David Bacon when I was down doing the draft. That's kind of the thought process, that why would they go out and get this type of linebacker unless something was going on with JOK? So I'm not sure they knew, but I knew they had to have a plan. And, the Schlesinger kid will remind a lot of people of JOK instinctually. Now, JOK is lightning in a bottle, and he's not as fast, but he's a tackling machine. I was a little shocked until they drafted Schlesinger. And then I said, that tells you that they're just – if they didn't know, they were very much unsure of what the future held with JOK.
Lance, I'll get you out of here with this one. We learned earlier on today that – the Browns going to be playing a game out in London, which we already knew, but we know now that it's against the Vikings. Hey, you get scheduled for a home game overseas. And does the team view that as like a punishment? Because it feels like obviously you're taking a game away from your direct home crowd. You have to go and actually travel for it. Is that a negative viewed by teams or a cool opportunity to you?
Well, it's probably a cool opportunity, but I will tell you this. When you're into the season, you're into week five or six, so now you're into multiple months into the season, the travel, regardless of where you're going, even though they're going to a great place and it'll be a lot of fun to see the sights, they won't see a lot of those, right? They're going to go and they're going to play football and come home. So the travel alone, it's probably not great for those guys. They're probably not super looking forward to traveling, other side of the world kind of deal to play. However, it is a great experience. Unfortunately, I think they'd rather have a home game just because winning at home is a lot easier than winning on the road in the NFL, all sports, but NFL particularly at times. So, it goes both ways, but I really think they would prefer not to travel, play that home game. Just because it messes up your schedule. It's going to the week before and the week after are going to be mixed up, and the scouting reports and just there's a lot that goes into it for both the coaches and the players that kind of make it a hassle, even though they're traveling to a wonderful place. I would assume most of those guys would rather just play at home.
I was thinking the exact same thing. Lance, as always, I appreciate you jumping on. I'm sure we'll talk to you sometime soon. Hopefully, with just a better understanding overall from all of us on what's going on at the quarterback position.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. I look forward to breaking this down myself, my friend.
Appreciate you, Lance.
Talk soon.
Lance Reisland of Cleveland.com with us there on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. We'll react to what he had to say coming back as well.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.